Tell us about the footy over the weekend, Roo.
Well, I didn't think Port would win on the weekend. I thought they would the week before against Melbourne, and they were very disappointing. I thought going to Melbourne with just about every small forward on their list out, I just didn't think they'd get the job done. But sometimes when we're thinking like that, the players are thinking like that, and they're all thinking like that, and they focus a lot more. The power of the mind is a massive thing in sport, and I thought it was a great win. Perhaps Port's best win for the year after perhaps their worst loss for the year the week before. Mm. So great effort by Port Adelaide. Ollie Wines just continues to play well, leading the way. And a few of their lesser lights bobbed up too. Riley Bonner, who sort of come into the side, who's in and out, not everyone's favourite. He did all right. McKenzie continues to...
McKenzie was fantastic.
He plays well. Dixon didn't have a lot of touches, but gee, gave him a target. Georgiadis kicked four goals straight and took some great marks. So, well done to Port Adelaide. A big win. Gets their season back on track. And with a couple of the other results to top sides like Melbourne having a draw and Brisbane losing, all of a sudden Port now are back in the top four and a good chance of going on with it.
Roo, honestly, I thought it was a massive win. Real, real big. Undermanned. St Kilda hit the front in the last quarter. Thought it was a very, very big result. Thought they did a great job.
Yep, full marks to Port Adelaide. Great response. I just need to keep it going now. Crows, on the other hand, they were fumbly and made a lot of errors. They're not playing near their best at the moment. Probably going at about a 7 or a 6.5 out of 10. Thought they were reasonable in the first half, but then when West Coast got going, and Nick Natanui in his 200th game, he is probably, I don't know if he's the best tap ruckman I've seen, Ditson. I don't know who's better. But, gee, when he's on fire, he just puts it on a platter for his midfielders. And when he decided to do that, there was no answers from the Crows. And understandably, their midfield smashed the Crows and ran away with a good win. I don't know how the hell they were in a position where they were going to be out of the eight West Coast Eagles, but they were. They got a great side on paper. They started showing a bit better form in that second half yesterday, and you'd think they're going to play a part in September. Adelaide look like they're limping, not limping, look like they're just tiring to the line at the moment. A few players just, as I said, fumbling and making errors. But so, they need to find something and tough it out for the next 5 weeks.
Roo, what are you hearing about the Port-Collingwood game for Friday night at the Adelaide Oval?
Well, there was a lot of talk around yesterday that the next few weeks, anything could happen. Right. They could swap games out of next week's round into this week's round. There was talk Port's game could go to Saturday because at this stage, for Collingwood to play here on Friday night, SA Health will have given an exemption to stay here. Generally, when SA Health have let Melbourne sides in when there's COVID, cases around, they fly in and out like Port did playing at 1:45 Saturday afternoon in Melbourne. So I wouldn't be surprised if that game's a lot earlier. I know it's meant to be earlier anyway because of the opening ceremony for the Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I think the next day or two, a fair bit could happen in the world of football. Even yesterday, the Sydney GWS game, five players weren't allowed to play because they went to watch the Wallabies a few days earlier. When they weren't little players, they were Toby Green's GWS's best player.
Mm.